Intensity. Yeah. Intensity. Yeah. Intensity. Yeah. Intensity. Let's go. Intensity, Christ music, man, melody. Listen to this remedy. This is life infinity. This is Christ fam. Welcome to a Tim FM. This is Christ fam. Welcome to.
Yeah.
That was deep, man. Deep. Yeah, guys. Welcome to Active FM Quiet Times on Intensity. Man, I'm welcoming you. Don't be just, you know, so quiet. You're so quiet today. What's wrong, man?
Do you know why I'm quiet?
I want to know. That's why I'm asking.
Because this is quiet times, man.
Hey, I got you. You, man. You deep.
Yeah.
You deep. Tell us more about our website and, yeah.
Yeah, you can find us on an awesome website called www.activefm.co.za. That's where you can visit. That's where you'll find all the shows that you want to listen to.
Yeah.
And you can even listen to this one, because this one, hey, it's unique, huh? It's one of the
This is the foundation.
Yeah, the foundation of all the shows. Yeah. And you can even visit the page on Facebook.
Facebook.com/activefm.777.
777, yeah, that's where you can find us, and that's where you can leave your comments on that page /activefm777.
Give us your testimony. Yeah, what do you say?
Yeah, whatever testimony that you can think of, you know, maybe like how your year has been, you know, how like someone in a line. You know, you just committed your life to Jesus, and you know, and yeah, we just wanna know, man. Just let us know, and maybe we might read it on here live, and yeah, and probably it will touch other people's lives. You know?
Yeah.
So yeah. So Lando, what are we speaking about this week? Since last week we spoke about this awesome topic, rejoice. Now we're speaking about this.
We're talking about prayer, you know, communicating with God. You know, one thing I heard in the morning, it was deep. Just in the morning, like, you know, there's one thing that we can give to the devil.
Yeah.
And that's Jesus.
Yeah, of course.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. As much as you have to give Jesus to other people.
Yeah.
You understand? But the good thing is that when you give Jesus to other people, it helps those people. Yeah. You understand? It makes those people conquer. But when you give Jesus to the devil is defeated. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, man. So, yeah, look, there are things that are inspiring. So, guys, we're going to be talking about prayer. You know, communicating with God. We need to pray. You know, most of the times when we read about the writings of Paul,
yeah,
he encourages us to always keep praying. Praying. Yeah. You know, and I was reading the book of Romans, if I'm not mistaken, but it speaks about making sure that you worry about nothing, but you pray about everything, telling God about your needs.
Yeah.
You understand? And obvious, the peace, you understand, that comes from the Holy Spirit to guide our hearts.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So it's always important that we do what we connect with God. Remember when we went for the conference to the conference in Pretoria. And one of the things they taught us about was the fact that you need to be able to tune into the frequency of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
You understand? And I believe the way to that is actually, you know, praying, being in the Spirit, and not just praying, but praying in the Spirit. You understand? Because when you are in the Spirit, now, that's where you actually connect with the heart of God.
Yeah.
You understand? And the good thing is that now the Holy Spirit knows the thoughts of who? Of God. You understand? So that means through the Holy Spirit, we can also know these thoughts of who God is. You understand? I mean, God himself says, I know the plans that I have for you. You understand what I'm saying? But all these plans are in God's thought.
Yeah.
And now when we have the Holy Spirit, these thoughts, you understand, that have formed the plans that God has for us are revealed to us when we are in the Holy Spirit. Yeah. That means we can see in the future.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? We can see in the future. And I believe that this was actually amazing. Reading the book of Romans 8, one of the things that you learn about is the body. You understand? Sin in the body. And because of the sin in the body, now what happens is that we have flesh desires. And now our minds, they are enslaved into what? Into the desires of our flesh. You get what I'm saying? But when Jesus Christ came, he condemned sin in the flesh. You understand what I'm saying? So that now our mind can almost be slave to what? To the desires of the flesh, but be slave to what? To the Holy Spirit. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's what happens when we are now, our minds are slave to what? To the Holy Spirit. We always want to know, we always want to do and please what the Holy Spirit, please the Holy Spirit and do what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. Mm. You get what I'm saying? But that won't happen unless we spend time with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Let me give you this. You know you can call me, but if I don't know you, what does that mean? That means I don't know who's calling me.
Yeah.
You can talk to me, but if I don't see your face, if I don't know you, still I don't know who's talking to me.
Yeah.
Even if I see your face now, you understand? But I still don't know you because it's my first time seeing you. You understand? It's the same thing that you know. Sometimes we're going to be going through storms because we always go through them in life.
Yeah,
you understand? True. In our emotions, maybe in terms of making a decision. You understand? Mm-hmm. In terms of the will, which will are we going with? You understand? Our will or God's will or our parents' will, what people want us to do. You get what I'm saying? But being in that confusion, you understand what I'm saying? And so sometimes it's emotional.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? So now, the thing is, the most important thing is connecting to the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
When we pray, the Holy Spirit does what? He guides us.
Guides us, yeah.
You understand? Mm. And then he fills us, he changes our view, so that whatever we're facing in our lives, what happens is that now we have a better reason of everything that we're going through in life, with everything that we encounter in life. You understand what I'm saying? And we can be able now to know that God is with us. You understand? Now, when we communicate with the Holy Spirit, obviously now we see the bigger picture of who God is.
Mm.
You understand? So the most important thing is that, you know, we pray, man.
Yeah.
The most important thing is that we pray.
Yeah.
Obviously, and again, reading those two, reading the Bible and praying, those are the most important thing.
Yeah. And coming as he spoke about praying, you know, with me, I would even ask how much is how is your prayer life? You know, how much do you communicate with God? How much do you have that communication with God? You know, and you know, at times, some of us, when we have problems, that's the only time we communicate with God. Like maybe when there's something hectic that just happened, that's when we decide to communicate with God. But the thing is, we shouldn't be just communicating just because we got a problem. Even if we are excited, we got to communicate with God. Even if we are full of joy, even if we are sad, even if whatever it may be, we got to be communicating with God. How much do we, how is your prayer life with Christ Jesus? Is your prayer life in a way that you're not, you're having this awesome relationship with God? Or is your prayer life just a 10% thing? What I mean 10%, I mean like, or maybe 20%, you know, like, you know, like, I don't know if you ever seen this shows, whatever, on TV, where whenever there's probably an accident, that's when they're gonna kneel down and pray.
Mm.
You see, and somewhere in the line, that's I don't know, but that's how I see it. Some people, that's how they get their prayer life. By what?
Yeah.
When there's problem like that, maybe like there's accidents or whatever it may be, that's when they're like, oh, let's pray. Let's just ask God for protection and whatever.
Mm.
But then throughout the year, besides that problem, throughout the year, we don't even communicate with God. You only communicate with God when that problem comes.
Mm.
So how much is your prayer life? How often do you pray? How often do you communicate with God that you know you have this awesome relationship with Him? You know, and we got to communicate 24/7.
Yeah.
No matter what, we gotta communicate with Him 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, in a way that, you know, our relationship with God is more awesome. It becomes that, you know, becomes in a way that, God is, God, I'm like having this awesome relationship with Christ, you know. And just to share with the word, I think Lando will be reading the word for y'all.
Yeah.
And
in fact, before we go to the book of Colossians, I'm gonna read Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. It says, without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
Mm.
So you see, praying is actually coming to God.
Mm.
You understand? He's actually saying, God, here I am.
Mm.
Here I am. And if you look, I think there's a prayer, man, that actually changed the whole world.
Yeah.
That changed our lives. That changed everything that we know. We understand that changed our destiny. We understand that was a prayer that was radical. The prayer of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But you actually see a transformation taking place during the time of prayer. You understand? Jesus is praying. And he's saying, if it's possible, God, Father, take this cup away from me.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
But while he's praying that, again, he changes in the prayer.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm. That means when we pray, we can actually change what? We can change our decisions through prayer. You understand? And start following God.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Because now when you are in prayer, you're actually face to face with God.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And because of that prayer, and because of Jesus praying to God, connecting to God, he ended up, you know, taking a right decision. A right decision for me, for people believing, I mean, in 1,000 years to come. You understand? For people who are already in heaven. You understand?
Yeah.
Because of that prayer.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And isn't it amazing, during the prayer, while he's praying, obviously made the right decision to do the will of God. What happens is that God strengthened him through the angel.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shows that, you know, during prayer, when we pray, God does strengthen us.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And now the most important thing, again, how do we pray? You understand what I'm saying? How do we pray?
Yeah.
Do we know how to pray? I think that's the hardest thing, because I'm not gossiping about anyone, but I've actually found that, you know, there are many people out there who don't know how to pray.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So I wanted to read that for you, the book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 2.
Yeah. Actually, this was my quiet time, eh?
Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, like, we do quiet times, eh?
as it is quiet time. it's Colossians chapter 4 verse 2, where it says, devote yourself to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, and that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act towards our sisters, Siders, I mean, make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. You know, as I say, this obviously hit me. During the quiet time that I had, and basically with this verse, first verse coming from this collision, where it was speaking about how much about praying, like during our prayers, you know, we got to be thankful, even we got to be thankful at whatever it may be, whatever, like I remember when we spoke about this just a week ago, where how much obviously last week was about rejoicing, but it's similar to what I'm gonna say, like how much do you thank God when you get excited? How much do you gotta thank him, even if there's problems happen, but then you gotta thank him at all times you gotta thank him. How much do you thank God, you know? How much do you thank him, you know? Devote yourself to your prayer and be watchful and thankful, you know? And that's basically verse 2 is the one that hit me the most, you know, out of this verse, you know. How much do you devote yourself? You know. So basically, yeah, that's the word that hit me with yeah. this and yeah. And I don't know, maybe you want to have, you got something else. Like,
I think you can tell people, you can tell me how to, you can tell me, you know, I must pray. Mm. You understand? And I want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you still don't tell me how.
Yeah.
You understand? I do want to do it, but the problem is that I don't know how.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So I'm actually just going to look at how Jesus Christ told us to pray. And it's amazing because there's also the term how. We understand. Mm. So the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 9, it says, this then is how you should pray.
Yeah.
How you should pray. This is how I should pray. It says, our Father in heaven. I'm reading NIV. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be the name. No, there's no that. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. It ends there.
Yeah.
NIV.
Yeah.
So King James actually carries on to say, "Not for thine is your kingdom, your power, and your glory." You know, these are the things I always hear when and I think verse 10 is actually a popular verse. You understand? Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Yeah.
You understand? Your kingdom come, your will be done. But also looking at the first line, our Father in heaven, I think that's the biggest thing that we need to get right first.
Yeah.
You understand? And this actually, I can say this connects us with God.
Yeah.
You understand? There's a relationship, our Father.
Mm.
We understand what I'm saying? That means we're having a relationship with God. You understand? It's not just jumping into doing the will of God, but not even knowing God.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Yeah. And that's the first thing we need to get it right, that you know it. Our Father who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Mm.
You understand? Hallowed be your name. So the first thing is actually connecting with God. That's why even if you look at the commandments that Jesus Christ gave us, the two of them, love the Lord God. That's the first thing. You love the Lord God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul. You understand? Mm. And then you love your neighbors as much as you love yourself. You understand? So now loving others, that's actually doing what now? The will of God. You loving others. You understand what I'm saying? But again, what's the will? Why do we do the will of God?
Yeah.
You understand? We do the will of God. We love others so that we can connect them back to God. Mm-hmm. So that themselves can also say our Father. That means now they also have a relationship with who? With God.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So our Father in heaven, hallowed be the name. Here we're worshiping God.
Yeah.
It's not about how I feel, it's not about what I'm going through in life. You understand? But here it's about God. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? But you see, if God is not in my life, then I'm gonna have a problem.
Yeah.
You understand? I'm gonna have a problem. In fact, if I come to God to say, thy kingdom come, thou will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
We understand what I'm saying? Now there's a problem. Mm. You know what's the problem? The problem is law.
Mm.
You understand? Because I think in order for me to connect with God, I need to do his will. In order for me to qualify to be the child of God, I need to do what he tells me to do. You understand?
Yeah,
but when you are in a relationship with God, you actually understand you are in a relationship because of God's grace. It's God. You don't make God reveal himself to you. I don't make God reveal himself to me. You understand? But it's by grace that God reveals himself to me. You understand? But again, being in a relationship with God, that means you're standing before God. There's a connection. You understand?
Mm.
But how do you stand before God?
Mm.
You understand? With a sinful nature. You are unrighteousness. How do you stand before God if you are unrighteousness?
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So what makes us stand righteousness with God? It's God.
Mm.
He is our righteousness.
Yeah.
Mm. You understand? Right? So that's what we understand. We understand the nature of God, the grace of God, that we were once dead in our sins, but because God loved us, so he raised us with Christ from the dead and seated us above in heavenly realms with who? With Jesus. You understand? So we were all dead in our sins. So who saved us, who died for us. When we were dead, we were helpless. You understand? Mm. So we stand right with God because of who? Because of God.
Yeah.
You see, that's what grace is.
Mm.
That means God is my sanctifier.
Yeah.
In order for me to go to heaven, it's not what I do.
Mm.
You understand? In fact, you spoke about being thankful.
Yeah.
That means now when I do the will of God, I do the will of God being thankful.
Yeah.
In fact, even for me to do the will of God, God qualifies me to do the will of God.
Mm. Yeah.
That means in order for you to do the will of God, because God is your Father, to do the will of God, God has to qualify you to be the first thing that you become his son.
Mm. Yeah.
You understand? And now he has to teach you. Because I believe you don't just tell your son, do this. You understand? Mm. Do this without teaching your son. That means even now, and that's what I love, man. That means now you're doing this will of God, but God is with you. He's showing you. You understand? That means these things is being done out of a relationship that you have with God. That means everything you do comes out of the relationship with God. You're not just doing it alone. You understand? And because it's going to be easy for me to just be puffed up with what we pride.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? So now the most important thing is that I'm in a relationship with God. I worship God for who he is. So I come before God and I pray, God, you are my righteousness. How do we know about who God is? So we need to build that relationship. We need to read our Bibles and we need to pray now. An accurate prayer that's based on the word of God. You understand? And then thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You understand? After knowing God, then now we can do the will of God. You understand what I'm saying? And then, so what do we pray? We pray for God's will to be done in our lives, in our families, in our schools, in our workplace, wherever we find ourselves, in our friends. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
On and on and on and on and on and on. But we pray for the will of God. Jesus said, you know what Jesus said? He said, go out and make disciples of all
the nation.
Yeah. But he didn't just tell his disciples the first time he called them, go out and make disciples of, you understand?
Yeah.
He first built what the relationship with them.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah. There was a relationship with them.
Yeah.
And then, give us this day our daily bread.
Yeah. Yeah.
So most of the times when we come to God, we never come to God for what?
Mm.
For who he is. We never come to God for his will. But the first thing that we come for is what?
Yeah.
Is the bread.
The bread. Mm.
God, please.
Mm.
Please, God.
Mm.
Tomorrow, please, God. Next year, please, God. You understand what I'm saying? But we never, and the thing is, satisfaction doesn't come out of the bread, it comes out of God.
Yeah.
Joy doesn't come out of bread, it comes out of God. Doesn't come out of provision, but it comes out of Jesus.
Yeah.
You understand? It comes out of that man called Jesus, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Savior. Yes, the salvation.
Mm.
So, but you see, that's one of the things I love. It says, give us our daily bread.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. It's ours. Our daily bread. Give us our daily bread. Yeah. That means God has already declared this provision as ours. We're not just asking for something that's not ours. Mm. It's ours, but it's in him.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's what we pray for.
Yeah.
And then he says daily.
Mm.
That's one of the things I hear that, you know what? That means every morning we need to be praying daily.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And then forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
Hmm.
A testimony, a short testimony. So in my life, I got adopted in like by many families and all that. And it was hectic.
Yeah.
You understand? It was hectic. sometimes you do something wrong and you just know it's going to be terrible and all that. And for me, I'm actually thankful.
Yeah.
You understand? God did something good. I don't know where I would be if those people didn't help me. Just that I guess I was not thankful enough because I will always think about the bad stuff that was done to me. You understand? And yeah. I remember reading and, you know, I believe the Holy Spirit was just helping me, telling me that. And I was reading, but I went back to the past, like what happened to me. The fact that I would sort of like every day I would cry because I didn't feel like I was treated in the right way, you understand? And there was so much fear also because anytime if I do something wrong, it would be the thing of I'll be shouted and and they will promise, they will actually warn me that they're going to kick me out of the house. And I was scared because I didn't know where I was going to live, you understand? So that left something in my heart, you understand? And while I was a Christian, but that thing was still in my heart. You know, I was reading the Bible, just can't recall where, you understand? And but what God helped me with was the fact that, you know, if you don't let it go, you don't move on.
Yeah.
That means you're stuck.
Yeah.
And that's what it means. You see, when we forgive, we're actually letting things go. But if you're not letting things go, then we're not moving on. You understand? We're actually stuck in one thing.
Yeah.
You understand? And if you're stuck, you don't have freedom.
Yeah.
You understand? If you're stuck, you don't have freedom. You understand? You're stuck to something that happened in the past. You don't have freedom to the future. So that's why it's important. When God says, it doesn't... look, understand. Some of the things that can be done to us, they can be so terrible.
Yeah.
They can be so painful, so painful.
Yeah.
We understand what I'm saying? But how do we set ourselves free from those painful things? By forgiving.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's not easy. But that's the most important thing that even Jesus, I mean, verse 14, it says, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
Yeah, and that's like, with that, by forgiving, I mean, like, applying the blood of faithfulness over it.
You know? Yeah.
You know, like you know, when you know that you've got, there's a lot of betrayals that you can, that you can come from, you know.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we cannot be holding those grudges for long, unfortunately.
But
instead, apply the blood of faithfulness.
In fact,
yeah.
But you see, this whole thing takes place in a relationship with God. You understand? Because without being in a relationship with God, you don't understand the importance, you understand, of forgiving. You understand? There's no model, you understand, to follow, to actually base your life on, you understand, in terms of forgiving. If you don't know that God has forgiven you, if you don't know that Jesus Christ died for us on the cross and he asked on our behalf, Father, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing, you understand? After he was so much in suffering, we're not going to know the importance of what of forgiving. We're not going to take it as something that's serious. You understand what I'm saying? So it all evolves, you understand? In the relationship that we have with who? With God.
Yeah.
You understand? Around the relationship that we have with God. And then it says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Yeah.
So here, there are many things, man.
Yeah.
Man, there are many temptations.
Yeah.
There are many temptations. And I just hate, there's one thing I spoke about earlier. You know, when the mind is so subjected to the desires of the flesh.
Yeah.
You understand? And in fact, there, it's like we have actually fallen into what? Into temptation. That means now the purpose of the mind is to actually fulfill the desires of what? Of the flesh. That's what we ever live for.
Yeah.
And I can go back to my past and actually look, no, man. That's what I was living for.
Yeah.
I was living for girls. I was living for cars. I was living for fame. You understand? Because those were the desires of what of my flesh. I wanted to be exalted. I wanted to stand there and say, I am.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? But now, not knowing that, if you actually look at your mind, at your soul, wow, man, what a beautiful, beautiful creation. You understand? Yeah. It's not supposed to just be limited.
Yeah.
You understand? It's not supposed to be connected to what, be subjected to what, to the flesh. You understand? Because when the mind is subjected to the flesh, then it's limited. It doesn't have freedom.
Yeah.
The soul doesn't have freedom. Yeah. You understand? But now when the mind is subjected to what? To the spirit. Mm. You understand? That means tuning into the frequency of the Holy Spirit. Now the mind is able to see what's happening even in 10 years to come, because the Holy Spirit is not limited.
Mm. Yeah.
So now that's the most important thing, that you know it.
Yeah.
So how we pray that God will help our minds to be subjected to what? To the Holy Spirit, so that we can escape these, you know, these temptations. And then it says, deliver us from the evil one. Mm. So now, what that mean? What does that mean? That means there are already temptations that we have fallen into. So God needs to deliver us from those temptations, from the evil one. And for thine is the kingdom, your power and your glory. So you see, again, it ends with us giving God the glory. Yeah. You understand? How then do you give God the glory if you don't know God? You can only give glory to God if you know God, because now you understand that God deserves the glory.
True.
You understand what I'm saying? So without knowledge, you can't reason anything.
Yeah.
I can't reason anything if I don't have knowledge about it. Yeah. You understand? It's the same thing. I can't reason God if I don't know God. Yeah. So it's important that before we judge, there's no God, or you know, God sucks, or God hates me, or God has placed a curse over my life, God doesn't care, or anything. But the most important thing, before we say those comments, the most important thing is to build a relationship with God. Just, guys, to give an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you want to start that relationship with God. We're just giving an opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Let's pray. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Here I am, Lord.
Here I am, Lord.
And I give my life.
And I give my life.
To you.
To you.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
And make your home.
And make me your home.
Forever.
Forever.
I believe.
I believe.
In you.
In you.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
And I confess.
And I confess.
That you are the Son of God.
That you are the Son of God.
Raised from the dead.
Raised from the dead.
Taken to heaven.
Taken to heaven.
And right now.
And right now.
Seated.
Seated.
At the right hand.
At the right hand.
Of my Father.
Of my Father.
Interceding for me.
Interceding for
me. Please give me.
Please give me.
Your Spirit.
Your Spirit.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening to our show. And catch us again next time. And we're probably gonna end it with a bang, crossfire,
calling the cross.
Yeah, fire. Thank you, guys.
Love, God bless. And grace. Yeah.
a bullet through the heart. Your target was me. You posed a question. Do you believe? Do you believe?